The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bishunny Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BishunnyRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Say it again, feel right in his.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy.
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't. What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now. So, this episode is called Every Girl. I was driving down the road and I was playing some old music that was on my, maybe a couple of my playlists. And I was just really jamming, right? Just listening to some stuff. And then this song is called Every Girl and it's by Lil Wayne, I think it was. I just remember him saying he liked every girl. And the hook on the song was, I wish that I could fuck every girl in the world. And I don't know. I was like, when did I like this song? I don't know when the song came out, whatever. But it made me really think. Like, about the guys that I've been running into because there's less African-American men around or available than it is women. But they tend to feel that they are the prize. You know, there's been lots of conversations about what a high-value man is and all those things like that. So, you know, I just find it really interesting because in the song, he was sincere. He said, I just like pussy. You know, and of course, that was the part that I kind of danced to. I was like, it's the hook. It was how he was saying it or whatever. But he was talking about he thinks every woman is beautiful. There are certain things about every woman that's beautiful. Now, every man is not handsome. I haven't got to the place of finding something, of admiration about every man. But I will say most men with money, they find it, you know, they find their little admiration niche with that. So what I'm trying to say, if you have a short guy, that's not a good looker. Maybe don't have anything else going for himself, but he has money. He's okay. He's all right. He passed the test. He is, women are going to be drawn to him. You can have a tall guy that has absolutely nothing going for himself because, you know, I think a lot of tall guys think because they're tall, that gives them a pass. No, but you like, you 6'4", but you got a wooden leg, partner. you know, or you don't have no skill sets. I need you to get something else that makes you admirable for a woman. But what the song was putting out there was that every woman, every single woman, I don't care who she is, she has something about her that is beautiful. There's an equation. And I was looking at it one day where it was talking about the ratio of men to women as far as why a man can be not as attractive and a woman is going to always have an attraction quote to her. So, yeah, we women do go in there and do stuff to our hair. And men really don't. Some of them going to the barbershop and get cuts. A lot of men are wearing beards now. Young guys didn't used to do that. And it's crazy because in my own honest opinion, I have nothing against a nice looking beard. I really don't. But it definitely makes men look older. It makes black men look older when they have a beard. And when I see it sometimes, especially when they have the gray come in and they have this all gray beard, you look like Father Time. You look younger without all of that on your face. I'm just being honest. And you can look at the pictures, and we've known this throughout time, that the clean cut face was a younger looking man. But men don't give a shit. They're out here looking older, and women are still choosing them. Okay? All right, whatever. So be it. But the men who think they are the prize. So I had this conversation with a guy friend of mine who was telling me that, you know, he feels like he's just this great guy and he can have pretty much any woman he has in his phone or any woman that he chooses. And I don't think he's much of a looker, but he thinks he's a high value guy because he brings certain attributes to the table. And what he has proved is that with what he has, he's been able to pick up any kind of woman that he wants. Any kind of woman that he wants. Which, I don't know, he called it some high-value women. Women with money, women with status, and stuff like that. And so, I guess the question goes the same if it was a woman or a man. Why aren't you married, or why aren't you with this high-value-ass person that you assume? He just feels like he has the ability to play. I'm trying to figure out, at what point in life did the not-so-handsome guy get the pick of the litter and get to play and feel like he is the prize? I'm really stumped on that. So, and I don't have the answers. It's just a thought. It's just what Tanisha said. And so if you know the answer to that, please hit me up. But I say this to say to women is go back. Go back and think. You do have it. I think it all comes down to mental health. Really, it does. A confident woman, no matter what her size, will be able to attract men. And a lot of people may not agree with that because maybe you don't like a big woman, but somebody else does. A woman that is concerned about her weight, she's concerned about her weight, she's concerned about her looks, has to understand that is a mental illness. You want to lose weight? You won't even worry about your weight if you like yourself. A lot of people don't like themselves. A lot of people don't love themselves. And so your weight is always going to be an issue. Now, if you want to lose weight because you know, your blood pressure is high. You want to do it for healthier reasons. I understand that. But if you're not happy with your weight, you got to understand you're probably just not happy with you. And weight is not the only thing. There's women who feel bad about having small titties, having really, really big titties, a flat ass, a big ass. I mean, let's just be honest. A really big fat ass, like big old booty booty, is not going to be on no skinny chick. It's just not. And if it is, it's probably not right. You know, let's put that out there. Let's be real. And so then you got these other attributes like, okay, there are people who want to fix their teeth and things like that. These are things that you can do. However, you got to figure out how to be comfortable with what you have and be like, you know what? The attitude, the level of your mental health is good. Like, there's a meme out there that I saw and it said, hey, you want to be attractive, then heal. Healing is sexy. Healing is being whole, and healing is like the best way to go when trying to go into relationships or whatever. And this is not even about relationships. This is just the fact that here was a song and dude was saying, I don't want to choose. I literally think every woman is beautiful and I just like pussy and I want to fuck every single one of y'all. And I got to thinking about that. And as a little girl is coming up in the world, especially in the South, that is kind of how she's feels, you know. She has to be protected by people. She has to keep her eyes out because they, you know, they're vultures. You know, there's even little boys in school want to smack you on the butt. You ain't even got no butt yet, but they want to hit it or they want to do something. And they want, it's playful banter. It's, I don't know. But I think women don't get it sidetracked. You are the prize. Mental health is important. God, if that man don't want you, I promise you, there is another one that does. I promise you. Don't fall into the belief that there's lack of men. There's some woman out there that's got her share and yours. There's men there. There's availability. Sometimes the issue is just how you see it, how you view it, and the limitations that you put on yourself. There are some women that are going to be single just because they lack opening up and allowing themselves to be seen. They lack, I don't know, self-love. Absolutely. Self-love. That's it. And I don't know. The song, in most people's eyes, is probably offensive. I thought it was cute. I thought it was sexy. And it made me feel sexy. But I could honestly see so many people being offended just by how he said it, what he said, the words he chose, which when you own your sexuality, when you own your femininity, when, you know, you're comfortable being a woman, you're not offended by that. I don't know. I have to see if these guys are going after women who don't love themselves. And that's where, you know, they're able to attack and to collectively have several. Got to be something about low self-esteem in there. It just has to be. So, yeah. And I think every girl goes through these things. Every girl has some envy. and some jealousy components to that situation. And you got to figure out how to get the hell over that shit. Like, who cares if she's got perfect titties? If you just want them that damn bad, go buy you some. Or guess what? Most men don't give a shit. Once they don't give a shit. You got titties, you're good. They really don't give a shit. That's not even, you know, that's a given. They want you to be a woman. That's all. It's every girl. Every girl. Every woman has a beauty quote about herself. Whatever it is. She's got pretty eyes. Oh, she's got a pretty smile. Oh, she's got a pretty personality. Oh, she's got a banging body. Oh my gosh, she's so sweet. All these things make you fuckable. I don't know what else to say. Not only are you feel that way, but you can also be wifeable. You can also be likable. You can also be lovable. And every girl has it. You just got to figure out what yours is. Look, I know the men are going to listen to this and be like, yeah, whatever, partner. Whatever, partner. You don't give a shit about stretch. I heard a guy say, I love stretch marks and cellulite on a woman. I think that shit is sexy. And he said this in front of a group of women. We were full of them, cellulite and stretch marks. And that shit was sexy, little boy. I know you didn't just say that. It's like, yeah, it was probably gay, but it worked on somebody. He still wasn't going to get to see mine, but I thought that was really intriguing to say that. And he was so much younger than the rest of us in the room. But, yeah, he had a little game. He had a little game on some of these old cats. Because, you know, when you talk about a woman with cellulite and stretch marks, you men ain't too far off. Y'all ain't too far off. And lately, I haven't seen too many of y'all that could probably piss on your own nuts. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So you got to bring something else to the table. But, hey. That's not what that is. This is what Tanisha said. Well, I guess Lil Wayne said it first. It's every girl. Every girl. Every one of you ladies. You got it. You got it. And that's what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.